Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bringing Columbia Home, The Untold Story of a Lost Space Shuttle and Her Crew, by Michael D. Leinbach recounts the aftermath of the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster through the lens of leadership, teamwork, and hard-earned operational experience. Leinbach, a longtime NASA manager and launch director, focuses on what happened after the accident on February 1, 2003, when Columbia and her seven astronauts were lost during re-entry. Rather than retelling only the technical causes, the book centers on the human and logistical reality of response, organizing search and recovery across multiple states, supporting grieving families, coordinating with local and federal authorities, and preserving evidence for investigation. It also reflects on how NASA balanced urgency with respect, safety, and accountability while continuing broader agency responsibilities. The result is a grounded narrative about crisis management in a high-stakes environment, showing how thousands of people rallied to do difficult work with care and professionalism, and how that work shaped NASA culture and later mission practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the immediate crisis response and command challenges. A central topic is how NASA and its partners transitioned from routine operations to emergency response in minutes, then sustained that response for weeks. The book highlights the complexity of establishing clear leadership, priorities, and communication when facts are incomplete and emotions are raw. Coordinating across NASA centers, federal agencies, state authorities, and local communities required rapid decisions about roles, logistics, and safety. The response had to be both methodical and fast, protect the public, secure debris fields, and begin a respectful recovery of crew remains and spacecraft fragments. This topic emphasizes the practical challenges of operating an incident command-style structure within a space agency culture used to long planning cycles. It also shows how leaders manage information flow, media attention, and internal uncertainty while preventing rumor from undermining trust. The narrative underscores that early choices create the framework for everything that follows, including investigative integrity and family support. Readers see how a disciplined operational mindset can coexist with empathy, and how crisis response in aerospace depends on coordination far beyond engineers and flight controllers. Secondly, search and debris recovery as a massive field operation. Another major topic is the scale and rigor of the Columbia debris recovery effort. The book explores how search teams canvassed large geographic areas, often in difficult terrain, while maintaining safety protocols and evidence handling procedures. Recovery was not simply collecting fragments, it involved cataloging, chain of custody, and transporting items for forensic analysis. The effort demanded logistics similar to a large military or disaster relief operation, staging areas, transportation, protective equipment, mapping, and continuous coordination among thousands of participants. This topic also captures the human dimension of fieldwork, including the emotional weight borne by searchers and local volunteers. The book conveys why respect for the fallen crew shaped operational decisions, from how sites were approached to how remains were handled. At the same time, the recovery served a technical purpose, rebuilding the story of the accident through physical evidence. The interplay between compassion and precision is key, demonstrating how disciplined procedures help a community do painful work with dignity while preserving the information needed to prevent future tragedies. Thirdly, caring for families and protecting the crew legacy. The book gives significant attention to supporting the astronauts' families and honoring the crew as individuals rather than symbols. This topic covers how an organization responds to loss when the fallen are also public figures and colleagues. Family care involves practical needs, privacy, accurate information, ceremonial decisions, and long-term support beyond the initial weeks. The narrative illustrates the tension between public interest and the family's right to grieve without intrusion, and it shows how NASA leaders and peers worked to communicate with honesty while facts were still emerging. The crew legacy is also protected through thoughtful choices about memorials, public statements, and how the story is told. By focusing on these aspects, the book broadens the definition of mission success to include how an agency treats people in the worst moments. Readers gain insight into organizational empathy as an operational requirement, not a soft extra. The topic reinforces that trust, morale, and cultural integrity depend on how leaders show up after tragedy, and how they continue to represent the crew with respect in investigations, briefings, and public memory. Fourthly, investigation, accountability, and learning under pressure. A further key topic is the relationship between recovery work and the formal accident investigation, including how evidence, timelines, and organizational behaviors are examined. The book frames learning as both technical and cultural, understanding physical causes while also confronting decision processes, communication patterns, and risk normalization. It highlights the challenge of cooperating fully with investigators while managing ongoing operations and supporting a grieving workforce. This topic emphasizes the importance of documentation, transparency, and a willingness to hear uncomfortable findings. It also shows how accountability differs from blame, and why credible learning requires separating emotions from analysis without suppressing human realities. Readers see how a large organization can improve when it treats an accident as a system failure rather than a single error. The narrative also underscores that investigative outcomes must translate into concrete changes, processes, safety reviews, readiness criteria, and leadership practices. This makes the book relevant to anyone interested in how high-reliability organizations handle failure, how they preserve evidence and institutional memory, and how they convert a painful event into reforms that reduce risk in future missions. Lastly, leadership, culture, and the meaning of service in NASA. The final topic is the leadership and cultural lessons that emerge from the Columbia response and its aftermath. The book portrays NASA as a mission-driven community where technical excellence must be paired with humility and care for people. Leadership is shown as presence, decision-making, and stewardship, being visible to teams, setting standards for behavior, and aligning thousands of contributors toward a shared purpose. This topic explores how culture influences safety and performance, including how people speak up, how dissent is handled, and how risk is framed in meetings. It also reflects on the idea of service, the willingness of many individuals to take on difficult tasks because they believed it mattered for the crew, the agency, and the future of human spaceflight. The book suggests that culture is built in moments of stress, when shortcuts are tempting and emotions run high. For readers, the value lies in transferable principles, clear priorities, disciplined processes, respectful communication, and resilience. The story illustrates how organizations can honor their values while facing intense scrutiny and how leadership choices after a tragedy can shape trust and safety for years. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a grounded view of human spaceflight beyond launches and landings, aerospace professionals, engineers, managers, emergency response leaders, students of organizational behavior, and anyone moved by the Columbia crew and curious about what happened afterward. It benefits readers by showing how complex systems respond to catastrophe in real time, including the practical mechanics of coordination, evidence preservation, and decision-making when stakes are high and information is incomplete. The narrative also offers a rare perspective on empathy as an operational skill, demonstrating how caring for families and teams is inseparable from doing the job well. Compared with many space disaster accounts that focus mainly on technical causes or board findings, this book stands out for its emphasis on the recovery mission and the people who carried it out, from senior leaders to field searchers. That angle makes the story uniquely instructive for crisis leadership and high-reliability work in any industry. It is worth buying for readers seeking a respectful, experience-based account that connects service, accountability, and learning to enduring improvements in safety culture. If you would like to support Michael D. Leinbach, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.